Cameron Schuler, President and CEO of VibeDx Diagnostic Corp.
Greg Kochuk, Chief Scientific Officer and Inventor.
Anthony Au, Engineer at VibeDx.
This must be pretty exciting, winning the Venture Prize. Can you tell me what it feels like?
Well, it's a fun experience. It's something that it always feels good to compete, but it also feels good to win. Pretty concerned with the competition, but it turned out well for us.
Now, tell me a bit about the company.
VibeDx Diagnostic Corp. is a medical device that is used to diagnose abnormalities and injuries of the spine and back.
And how long has it been in the making?
Since 2008.
We have the inventor here. Tell me what the whole idea behind it is.
Well, in a past life, I was a clinician, and back pain affects so many people, but we have so few tools to determine what causes it and what treats it, that it became very frustrating as a clinician to try to be effective in helping people with this problem. So I actually started to migrate towards research in this area to the point today where that's what I do full time, is trying to understand back pain and ways to fix it.
So with this device, what exactly does it do?
The spine's a mechanical entity. It moves, it flexes, it bends. But anyone who's had back pain, which is pretty well anyone in the globe, knows that if you go to get your back looked at, very few times you're asked to move or bend or flex. You usually have a picture taken of your back. But if you had your car break down, you wouldn't take a picture of your car and send it into the mechanic. You would hook it up to a scope that told you how your car was running. What our technology does is essentially act as that scope for the spine. It tells you how the spine is functioning.
Now, Anthony, you're looking after the technical aspects of things. What are some of the obstacles or challenges that you faced in order to perfect this?
Well, the way VibeDx works is basically we have a shaker that produces this vibration, and we attach that rod to the spine, and the shaker applies gentle vibrations. And what we do is basically we have a sensor that reads these vibrations along the spine, and we use that to basically detect or analyze this vibrational fingerprint along that spine. So we're in the process of building a catalog of basically what a healthy fingerprint looks like, and then we can basically compare that with, say, for example, somebody with a disc degeneration, which would have a slightly different fingerprint.
And at what stage is this in terms of the readiness for commercialization?
Well, I would have to defer that to Cameron, who really basically takes care of the business plan of our company.
Well, Cameron, what stage are you at?
Well, I've been working with the prototype for 3 years, so we're at a stage now where we're transitioning from a lab-based prototype to a commercial product.
With the award that you've now received with the Fast Growth Venture Prize, what will the money award do for you in terms of commercializing this or getting to the point where you can actually get this out on the market?
I think it does things on a few different levels. So there is some cash involved, and we can continue to do our fundraising and fund some of the expenses of the company. But the PR side of it's important as well, where ultimately we're in a position where it gives us more recognition in the marketplace. The panel you present to are all independent. A number of them are venture capitalists. So you've got some pressure testing your business plan. So I think the credibility it brings to the company is also valuable from this.
Well, Greg, let's give the last word to you. As the inventor, it must be wonderful to see all of this come to fruition.
It's unbelievable. You know, you have this idea or this dream that instead of helping one person at a time, you might be able to help many people all at once. And I think we're on our way to seeing that dream come true.
Well, congratulations, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.